أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, and here the idea is for us to be able to highlight the ayat in the Quran that we're talking about or those that you find significant. But we're looking at particularly at the moment the ayat that begin with Ya Ayyuhan Nas, which is O human beings, mainly found in Makkan Quran. So today we will look at an ayah that is found in Surah Al-Hajj. This is Surah number 22. It's actually the first ayah of Surah Al-Hajj. And Surah Al-Hajj is a little unique because it has both Makki and Madani ayat. By the way, Madani ayat are those that were revealed after Hijra and Makki before. In Surah Al-Hajj, there are some ayat that are actually revealed on the journey. So on the journey of Hijra. So let's look at this ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surah with, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human being, ittaqu rabbakum, be God conscious of your Rabb. And then immediately, inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim, the shaking of the hour is an absolutely great thing. And most of us know Surah Al-Zilzal. We recite it, we memorize it. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتُ الْعَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth will be shaken with a great shaking. So زَلَّ is to slip. زَلْزَلَ, it is to continually slip. That means an earthquake that will continually be happening. There will continually be no stability. And Allah is saying this is a massive thing. شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ, because people used to take accountability lightly. This warning is an admonition to get our life straight, past, present, and plan for the future in order to be successful. See, Qiyamah is the belief in eternal life, known as resurrection. It emphasizes the belief in the importance of accountability and God consciousness in everything we do. And it's for this reason that there are so many descriptions of this day in the Quran, and it's considered as one of the basic articles of Iman that makes us a Muslim. The day of Qiyamah has more than one name. There's day of accountability, day of resurrection, the hour, the last day. In, you know, countless places in the Quran, probably the most mentioned occasion is the day of Qiyamah. In other words, to put into us that accountability is what everything depends on, because it reminds us of the consequence of our actions. We realize that our deeds, our behaviors, our thoughts, our words and morals form the most important, the most significant part of our life. And we will have to justify for each one. They don't end after the end of life on earth, but they remain to be accounted on the last day. And that is why it is an essential requirement for contentment and for success. Inshallah, it's an opportunity to be able to reflect on our lives, to find a purpose in our lives, and so that when life comes to an end, we can say, thank you for life. We followed your guidance and we did our best. Please accept this little bit from us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.